We're all familiar with this passage, I think. We hear it so frequently through our lives. Jesus was coming to friends of his. You know, these were people he cared a lot about. And so Martha was upset because she was left with all the work, and Mary wasn't doing much except sitting at his feet. And so she complains to Jesus, and his reaction is extremely sympathetic. It's not that he says that what Martha was doing was wrong or bad. He was just saying that what Mary was doing was better. Certainly what Martha was doing was necessary, preparing the meal and so on. But he was concerned that he be listened to. And that's what Mary was doing. She was listening. In all my years of schooling, which were many, I do not ever remember receiving instruction on how to listen well. As necessary as it is in life, it's something that's just kind of taken for granted. Now, everybody can hear. But hearing is different. Hearing, we don't have any choice. It just comes. But listening takes effort. We have to determine to pay attention. I mean, teenagers hear their parents talk all the time. But it's only when they know their parents mean business that they respond. At least that's the way it was with me. As a spiritual director in San Francisco, I used to spend a lot of time listening to people, sometimes as many as 6 hours a day. And I would be exhausted at the end of the day. It takes a lot of energy to listen attentively. It just wears you down. And yet this morning, as I was thinking about it, I remember a couple years, maybe 2 or 3 years, hearing confessions at a conference in Anaheim for Catholic families. And I would hear confessions for 6 hours, and it didn't tire me at all. And the only explanation I can come up with is the grace of the sacrament. The Lord was using me in this way, you know. But ordinarily, listening is something that we need to really be attentive to, because it is so important. Jesus says that she has chosen the better part, and one thing matters. Ultimately, listening to God is more important than anything else we do. But we have to get up in the morning, we have to brush our teeth, we have to do all kinds of things. But of all things, listening to him has got to be way up there. To listen to another person is to actually say something with our behavior. To listen to someone is to acknowledge that that person is worth listening to. It's an affirmation, really. And yet, how many times do we not listen to each other? And how many times are there problems because of that? People who talk to each other and don't listen, just talk at each other. No one wins by that. And how many relationships have been injured because of it, especially in marriage, between husband and wife, between parents and children? Because to listen to another person is to behold that person. It's to acknowledge the goodness in the person. They're worth listening to. So maybe sometimes what is being said isn't that interesting to the listener. I remember my dad would come home and talk about work, and my mother would listen patiently. I mean, she didn't know half of what he was talking about, but she loved him, you know? And it went the other way around, too. She would tell him about things that happened during the day that he wasn't that interested in, but he listened. Because he loved her. Mary was listening to our Lord because she loved him. How often do we? I remember reading about from St. John Vianney used to see a man, an old man in church, just sitting in church for hours at a time. And one day he asked him, he said, what are you doing here? And the man said, I just sit here and look at him, and he looks at me, and we are happy. He was in relationship with the Lord. He was attentive to him. He was willing to listen to what he had to say. So often we think of prayer as words that we say. But prayer is two ways, in the sense that we're to tell him what we need and to tell him that we love him and so on, but we need to be open to listen to what he has to say to us. He won't say it, for the most part, in words, but we will know that he is there. I remember reading from a Greek Orthodox, not Greek Orthodox, a Russian Orthodox bishop, when he was a young man, was talking to an elderly Russian woman, and she said, I have so much time for prayer, difficulty with prayer. For years I've been trying to pray well, and nothing happens. And I've talked to experts, and none of it has helped. So I see that you're just recently ordained and probably don't know anything, but perhaps you might just stumble on the right thing, so I'm asking you. He said it wasn't very encouraging, but he proceeded with her, and he told her, he said, well, I want you to do something. When you go home, go to your room, straighten it out, put all the things that bother you behind your rocking chair, put your rocking chair in front of your icon, the icon of our Lord, and light your little lamp, sit down on your rocking chair and look around your room and appreciate it, because it sounds to me that you've been so frustrated for so many years, you probably haven't even noticed what your room really looks like. So she said, well, and she said, he said, and then I want you to sit down and knit before the Lord for 15 minutes. She said, well, it doesn't sound very, very lofty, but if you tell me to do it, I'll do it. So she decided to do it. He said, and then come back. I want to hear how it went. So she told him, she said, well, I did what you said. I straightened my room and I put the chair so I didn't look at all that stuff. And I sat down and looked around my room, and you were right. I hadn't noticed it. And it's really a very nice room. I thought, how lucky I am to have such a nice place to live. She said, and then I remembered you wanted me to knit. So I sat down and I knitted. I didn't think about anything else. I just knitted. I could hear the clock ticking, but nothing bothered me. I wasn't under any pressure. I didn't have to go anywhere. I just sat there in the present moment and knitted. And she said, you know, after a while, I sensed a presence in the room that wasn't me. And the longer I noticed it, it became a person in the room. She said, it was wonderful. And he was very happy to hear it. He said that she lived a couple more years, and through the rest of her life, she had no problems with prayer at all. The Lord had become a companion with her. She was there in his presence and was aware of it. She didn't see any visions or anything like that, no ecstasies, but she was aware that she wasn't alone. I told this to, I mentioned this in a retreat that I gave in Southern California to some members of the Dominican laity, and afterwards one of the men said, yeah, what happens if you don't knit? And you don't have to knit. You know, you can say the rosary if you want to, just to calm yourself down. And just, I mean, because we never do this. We never just stop and be in the present moment for no other reason than just do that. And when we do that, we recognize we're in God's presence because he's everywhere. I mean, this is especially true if we do it before the Blessed Sacrament, but even in our rooms, you know. So it's not an esoteric thing that we do. This isn't, You don't have to be a monk or a nun to do it, although they do this, but that's not required. It's just very ordinary because it's the most natural thing in the world. We were actually designed for this. We're designed to love our Creator. And things get in the way and we think about other things and we forget. It's so simple, you know? You don't have to have a degree or be wealthy. You don't have to be successful at everything. All you have to be is yourself. He loves that self that you are. And to be with Him is such a great thing. It's free. It doesn't require anything but a moment, oneself, and the Lord. And the three are always there. So I encourage you to do this. When you really want to, if we're motivated, we do it. Motivation's a great thing. I have a cousin who was extremely shy. She's 90 years old now. But she was extremely shy when she was a child. And she said she remembered one day in school, the teacher told the students that instead of just writing a paper for English class, she wanted each one to get up in front of the class and read it. Well, my cousin couldn't do it. She said, I just couldn't do it. So the teacher gave her a D, but she said she deserved an F that day because she didn't perform at all.